on $65 a family of 15 live on $65 a month, and have, if they're lucky, have milk once a month here in the United States. And this is not just one family. These are thousands of families, or families in the Delta area of Mississippi, who go by, get by on two meals a day because they haven't got enough to eat. Well, you can produce it here in the state of Nebraska. You can produce it here in the state of Nebraska. I think that we should feed those people who are hungry in the state of Nebraska and help them, and also help the farmer who can grow the produce, and thus help the economy of the state of Nebraska, help the individual farmer, help the family-type farmer in this country, and therefore help our economy. That's what I think should be done, and that's what I stand for. We can work to ensure that there are markets for our produce all over the rest of the country. I think we can focus attention on the farm. I can think we can focus attention on what needs to be done about the farm. So I think, and I think we can expand our school lunch program far beyond what it is at the present time. Already. You know, the other thing is that you're going to have a lot of people that come in here and say nice things to you about the farmer, what they're going to do. I think that you should look at what people are doing right now. And if you look at my record compared to the record of any of the other candidates, I'm doing more for the farmer today than any other presidential candidate. I did more this morning at breakfast in my home for the farmer. You would look down my breakfast table. I am increasing the gross national product of the state of Nebraska by at least 10%. Last night, just getting ready to come out here, we had corn for dinner. I'm helping drive up the price of corn. And milk, all these kinds of things. This is what we're doing now. All these other candidates can come in and say what they're doing in the future. I challenge any of them by the primary on Tuesday to match that record. And then in the election in November. Let's see if some of you voted for Mr. Nixon last time. Let's see what he can do by November.
You got him over a mile there.
That's fair. All of these, if you do well here in the state of Nebraska, if these communities do well here in the state of Nebraska, and I tell you, I might add also that we eat Campbell's soup. We eat it, drink it a lot. I'm going home to have Campbell's soup right now. We can do things here in the country. We can do something about the violence in our cities. We can do something. We don't have to accept the idea that we have riots in 90 communities across the United States. We can't say that this is the politics of happiness and that we should just look on the fine things of our existence. I said at the beginning we've accomplished a great deal, but it's not satisfactory. We have to have 12,000 troops occupy our capital city, Washington, D.C. That's not acceptable in our country. I think we can do better than that. I think we can find jobs. I think we can end the injustices that still exist in our country. I think we can start to move away from the welfare system and find jobs and employment. I think we can have decent education for our children. The sector in a more active way than they have. The private sector to play a much more major